T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to paradise.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:46. Now, three big things. Republicans unveiled draft of plan to change health care. Amnesty today for traffic tickets issued by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department and Kansas Highway Patrol. Virtually all of Wichita's Old Town now under police video surveillance. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes picking up, and now we're starting to see some slowdown in the construction. West Kellogg, right around I-235, looking especially eastbound right there. Seeing a lot of traffic slowing down in that area. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny and breezy today. Still a 20% chance for rain and a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 57. High today 81. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high only 82, partly cloudy now, 73 degrees, and a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, now in with us. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Well,
he's
still signed for another season. The Oakland Raiders wasted little time rewarding quarterback Derek Carr for his strong performance this past season. Carr confirmed Thursday via Twitter that he signed an extension.
How much?
According to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, Carr and the Raiders agreed to terms on a 5-year extension worth $125 million.
Ah, paltry.
Which would make him the highest paid player in league history.
Mr. Carr, give me a call.
Tom Pelissero of USA Today reported Carr's deal includes $70 million in guarantees, with $40 million guaranteed at signing.
Jeez.
He now currently eclipses Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, who averages nearly $24.6 million annually.
Almost up there with George Blondo of the Raiders.
But that's, of course, before they take out for insurance.
Yeah. Well, can you 401k. Imagine the tax bill on that?
Wow.
My goodness. Well, you just lost half. It's like winning the lottery. You just lost half of it.
You're from California. Give the guy a call. Tell him you want to be his his advisor. He needs to do some financial planning.
I'm sure he's got nobody calling him. You know, I would be the first and only one to say, hey, yo, dude.
You know, it's that kind of attitude that
keeps me sitting right here in his chair.
U.S. stock indexes held steady Thursday after the price of oil halted its slide, at least for now. Standard & Poor's 500 index edged down by a point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 12 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose 2 points. They went the other way. Benchmark U.S. crude oil rose to just under $43 a barrel. With my Dillon's Plus card yesterday, I gassed up for about $1.65 a gallon.
Well, without my Dillon's Plus card, at a Costco in California 4 days ago, I filled up at $2.79, the cheapest I could find it
in
anywhere.
Yeah.
And that was even with the Costco discount.
Britax Child Safety is recalling over 207,000 rear-facing infant car seats because part of a clip can break and cause a choking hazard.
Okay.
You can choke on your car seat?
Well, if you're going to eat your car seat, I guess if you're really hungry.
You know how to install a car seat, by the way, for a child?
Oh, those are hard. It's like trying to put up a tent.
If you don't have a degree from MIT, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Federal Reserve says all of the 34 largest U.S. banks are fortified enough to withstand a severe U.S. and global recession and continue lending. The first round of the central bank's annual stress test shows that as a group, the 34 big banks have gained strength thanks to a steadily recovering economy.
Yeah.
There you go. You can go to bed at night
and stricter rules
and
too.
Know that the big banks are okay. Not that I've ever worried too much about them.
Yeah. So they say.
Too big to fail.
United States says it's halting all imports of Brazilian beef because of safety concerns. The decision by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue represents a major blow to Brazil, which is one of the world's largest exporters of meat products. But as you heard with Tom Leffler a few minutes ago, there's a suspicion that maybe they're not too
strict on their standards.
Well, Sonny Perdue, Perdue Chickens, he's trying to sell more chicken. That's why. That's why he outlawed.
Oh, now that's an allegation.
Is he the Perdue of the Perdue Chicken Company?
Yeah. Don't you have no evidence that that's true?
Don't they have skinny cows in Brazil though?
Yeah,
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
Who wants a skinny cow anyway? Yeah.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted, and the difference between assets. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, will enlighten us now.
Well, just a quick question to you, Steve.
Sure.
What are the two biggest assets that you have?
I would say my voice and my good looks.
Okay, never mind.
Maybe a house.
You're not going to go.
Maybe a house.
House and your 401k, perhaps.
And 401k. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, there's a difference between those and what they can do. You know, owning valuable stuff adds to your overall net worth, and determining net worth is one of the early stages of retirement planning. We need to weigh what you own now, project its future value, and consider of that what you will continue to accrue to determine whether you'll have enough of a base to create income when you retire, of course. But only certain assets that can contribute to your net worth can be considered as income-producing assets. Otherwise, they just take up space. Owning valuable stuff doesn't mean that stuff can be converted to create income when you need it in retirement. One friend has several valuable cars. Now, these are the type of cars that you don't drive. That's because they're perfect in all respects, and driving them would diminish their value. Now, one is worth nearly $500,000.
Whoa.
Now, as long as he keeps it stored clean and the oil change, it may grow in value and remain in demand. But if he doesn't sell it, that $500,000 is an investment that just costs him. It's a drain. The same goes for vacation real estate, gold coins, rare stamps, expensive doll collection, Steve, and even that house you live in. They are great to own, but they produce no income. And if you're emotionally attached and want to pass it down as a legacy, well, you'll never get your money out of it. The problem is that many of these emotional valuable holdings are never sold, even when there is debt on the other side of the balance sheet. Aside from your house that provides a sanctuary in return for your years of sacrifice and payments, these types of assets are a luxury. If you don't already have your retirement assets set, purchase these things only if they were come by very cheaply and don't require a lot of money to maintain. Back to the expensive cars, that same $500,000 invested in in dividend-bearing stocks that kick off 3.5% income will produce about $1,500 a month income. And still, you have the opportunity to grow that in value. Selling the stock to pay for a vacation or a new car doesn't create the angst and pain of selling an expensive, rare car. However, you can't drive the stocks, unfortunately. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Okay, quick question. I've got a 401k here at the station. Now, I have to start taking dispersal or whatever when I'm 70, right?
Just 70 and a half. You're required. And you're going to have to check with your tax person. If you're still working and you're still contributing, I believe that RMD, required minimum distribution, is waived. So as long as you continue to work full time, you shouldn't have to take it out.
Is that a set number, or can you just do 4%?
No. It is. There is a table. I think it's lifetime table number one or something like that. Table that is put forth by the IRS that looks at a man of your age and what your life expectancy is, so you have to take a certain percentage of it every year. Okay. As you get older and older, you take a smaller percentage, a smaller number divisor percentage, which means a greater amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Hydration Day.
Oh, well, let's drink to that.
Well, I've become such a believer in this just the past couple of years. If you're doing any outdoor activity, working out, whatever, drink plenty of water.
I drink it whether it's hot outside or whether I'm working outside or not.
You like to throw a little booze in yours too.
And the problem is,
the human body contains.
Dan's got this big old bottle of.
Yeah, and good for you, Dan. That's good.
Right here.
The human body contains
plain
more
water. Has that got flavor in it?
It's vodka.
The human body contains more than 60% water.
Most of it's in your
brain. Dan's case, I'd say about 10%. Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, too.
6:56, Steve and Ted, coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Republicans unveil a plan to change health care. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.